Hey everyone, Asher Blake here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating the wild world of executive dysfunction. Buckle up because today we're diving deep into something crucial, understanding and managing our emotions. Ever feel like you're on an emotional roller coaster with no brakes? You know that feeling when you go from 0 to 60 in a heartbeat, overwhelmed by a wave of anger, sadness, or even joy? We all experience these emotional swings, but for those of us grappling with executive dysfunction, it can feel extra intense and sometimes even debilitating. Understanding our emotions isn't about suppressing them, folks. It's about acknowledging their power, learning to navigate them effectively, and ultimately using them to fuel our growth. It's like having a toolbox filled with emotional intelligence, ready to tackle any situation that comes your way. So, let's unpack some key takeaways for managing those emotional waves. First, awareness is king. The more attuned we are to our emotions, the better equipped we are to handle them. Think of it like becoming a detective in your own mind. What triggers specific feelings? Are there patterns in your emotional responses? Journaling can be a powerful tool for tracking these emotional shifts and uncovering those hidden clues. Next up, practice mindfulness. Take time each day to just breathe, observe your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and gently guide yourself back to the present moment. It's like hitting the reset button on your emotional system. Meditation apps or even a few minutes of quiet reflection can make a world of difference. Remember, emotions are valid. Feeling sad, angry, frustrated, it's all part of the human experience. Don't beat yourself up for having these feelings. Acknowledge them, allow yourself to feel them fully, and then start to explore healthy coping mechanisms. Here's where things get really practical. What works for one person might not work for another. Experiment with different strategies until you find what resonates with you. Exercise, spending time in nature, creative pursuits, these can all be powerful outlets for emotional release. And don't underestimate the power of connecting with supportive friends or loved ones. Sometimes just sharing your feelings can make a huge difference. Think about it like this. Imagine you have a leaky faucet in your home. You wouldn't ignore it, right? You'd try to find a way to fix it. Emotional dysregulation is similar. It requires attention and effort to manage effectively. Let me share a real-world example with you. Picture this. You're working on a project. Everything feels overwhelming, deadlines are looming, and suddenly, bam! You feel a surge of anger that seems out of proportion to the situation. Instead of letting that anger take over and sabotage your progress, try these steps. First, pause and acknowledge the anger. Okay, I'm feeling angry right now. Then, take a few deep breaths to calm your nervous system. Next, try to identify the root cause of the anger. Is it the pressure of the deadline? Are you feeling overwhelmed by the task itself? Once you understand the source, you can start to address it constructively. Maybe you need to break down the project into smaller, more manageable chunks, or perhaps you need to communicate your concerns to your team and ask for support. See how taking a moment to step back and analyze your emotions can help you regain control. Wrapping things up, understanding and managing our emotions is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, practice, and self-compassion. But remember, the rewards are immense: increased emotional resilience, improved relationships, and ultimately, a greater sense of well-being. So, take this episode as your starting point. Reflect on your own emotional patterns, experiment with different strategies, and never hesitate to seek support when you need it. Stay tuned for more actionable insights and real talk conversations about executive dysfunction. And remember, you got this. Share this episode with anyone who could benefit from these tools. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and let's keep the conversation going on social media. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.